This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's BetQL Daily on the BetQL Audio Network.
BetQL Daily, Ryan Horvat in for Joe O. Joe back tomorrow here with Ross Tucker. Time now for our best bets, our lightning bets of the night here on BetQL Daily. Sports bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Use BetQL Daily. Get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium sports book for yourself. Don't forget to sign up with code BetQL Daily to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. So are you ready? T's and C's apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21 and over. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. So we're going to check in with Vic. Him and I both on CJ McCollum last night, over 23.5 points. I think I got that at 22.5 points. He had over 20, I think, going into the third quarter. Only finished with like 26, but we won the prop bet. So that's all that matters. I don't love a whole lot, actually, today. I can't believe I'm saying that in Major League Baseball. There's some NBA props I like. But first, I'll go to you guys, see what you guys got. Maybe you could help me out with some Major League Baseball plays. I know, Jake, I know you got a couple baseball. Ross, anything that you like today?
I got a baseball. You want a baseball?
I do.
I had a buddy to help me out with this specifically because it's the game you're going to be at.
Yeah.
Do you know if you're going yet or not? How far is it from your house, by the way? You can just decide on a whim whether to go.
Yeah, 5 minutes, actually. I have free parking and I have the pass where if I go with my wife and my son, I have to actually buy seats and you got to get the 3-person box now, Ross. But if I go with just my son, I could pretty much walk into the press box and then him and I could just, because it's 50% capacity now. They just actually started allowing 50%. It started where it was 25. And then him and I could just go find a spot to watch the game. But yeah, this is one I'm going to take him to. We're going to go watch. I decided, yes, it's Burns and Flaherty. I lean Brewers. Flaherty's been awful against the crew in his career. But if anything, I'd probably play the under. What do you got?
The under.
Yeah.
You read my mind, brother. The under. Look, Burns has been awesome. You know that. I know that. We all know that. And the Brewers lineup, you said it, they struggle to hit runs, to make runs, to score. You said some of the guys that they are counting on, not yeah. real good. Flaherty's pitching for the Cardinals. I like the under 6.5 at -109 on points bet in the game you're going to be at. So, unfortunately, your son won't see that much scoring, I don't think. But if you fire in the under, you can at least profit from it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're going to go check out, this good pitching matchup. What about you, Jake? You got anything for tonight?
I'm offended you even have to ask.
I know you got stuff. I need some baseball plays, though. I have nothing. Like, I'm looking at this.
Not going anywhere? You got nothing?
No, man. I was looking at the Phillies, right? Okay. I lean Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay against the Yankees. They own the Yankees. But I backed Tampa Bay in the only loss this season earlier on. That one cost me. So I was looking at Tampa Bay against New York. I lean Philadelphia against Washington. No, not a whole lot I like in Major League Baseball. Even the strikeout props, really nothing that I love. I do got some NBA. What do you like?
All right. I mentioned it earlier in the MLB segment. I love the White Sox over four. Pineda, his peripherals are screaming that he's not as good as his ERA says he is. I'm also going to take a look at Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson crushes Michael Pineda, so maybe two plus hits for Tim Anderson at plus money. Right now I saw it at plus 165, so that might be worth taking a look at. And then I got a couple strikeout props. I like Anthony DeSclafani against the Pirates under 4.5. DeSclafani has not hit 5 strikeouts. He's had 7 starts. He's only gone over 4.5 3 times. So I'm going to go under there. And the Pirates historically have hit him pretty well from his time in Cincinnati. So I'm going to go DeSclafani under 4.5. But on the other side of that matchup, I'm going to go Will Crow over 3.5 strikeouts. He's hit that number pretty consistently. And the Giants have the highest strikeout rate against right-handed pitchers. And you figure he's going to see the pitcher at least twice.
So I'm going to go to the NBA, and I'm looking at the Bucks-Pacers matchup. Bucks on the road. Let's see. 8 points. 8.5. Bucks favored by 8.5 tonight. I'd lean the Pacers. That's a lot of points for a team that still has some motivation in Indiana. But instead, I'm going to play a couple props in that game. I'm going to play Sabonis. I was torn what I wanted to do with him. I'm going to go with the PRA. I'm just going to go with PRA, points, rebounds, and assists. Minus 110 right now, 41.5. You look what he's done the last 7 games from coming back from the injury. He's averaging 24 points per game, 15 boards, and 11 assists. He's went over this total 6 of his last 7 games, and he's going up against the Bucks and Brook Lopez tonight. So I love Sabonis, over 41.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Then I'm trying to target Giannis. Earlier on, I mentioned maybe rebounds and assists. There are just some nights, though, where Giannis is not looking to facilitate or guys just aren't knocking down shots. I don't know that I want to rely on Dante DiVincenzo and Bryn Forbes to hit shots tonight. So instead, I'm going to go with the rebounds. Over 10.5 rebounds, minus 110 for Giannis tonight. Pacers give up the second most rebounds overall in the NBA. Giannis has went over this total against Indiana in 8 of his last 9 matchups, going all the way back to the 2018 season. So I'll play Sabonis, and then I'll play Giannis over 10.5 rebounds tonight in the association, and those are my 2 plays. And then again, I lean Indiana. I like to wait until about 90 minutes before tip, make sure that everybody's going to be out there. They should be without Malcolm Brogdon again tonight. Let's check in with Vic Choksi, BetQL. Vic, what do you like tonight? Any player props? Are we on the same thing?
What's going on, fellas? I will start with the BetQL motto play of the day and then definitely jump into some player props. The BetQL model's loving the Kings-Grizzlies game. They have a 5-star play on the Grizzlies tonight. Right now you can get Memphis at -8. The system thinks this should be a double-digit victory for Memphis, so they're going hard on the Grizzlies tonight.
Vic, I love that. I want to get your personal plays, but first off, really quick, speaking of BetQL, that's their play of the night. What do you guys got coming up? What new content do you got coming up for the day, coming up for tomorrow? Because it's a busy weekend, man. We got horse racing, we got the UFC, we got golf. Anything that you guys got coming up as far as content for the weekend?
We literally have it all, man. Thanks for asking. We're going to have a Preakness best bets up. We just have a bunch of golf stuff up. We're doing all the NFL odds are dropping that I'm sure you guys will be, you know, discussing. Coach of the Year, anything and everything you can think of, we're going to have it up, and some UFC stuff. So, and then the other big plug, which is pretty cool, is BetQL is dropping a bet tracker. And so, you know, something I'm sure you guys will get a hold of soon and maybe hopefully start using, but you'll be able to track all the wagers that you guys make and talk about on your shows right in the app.
And I love
nice.
That. I love that, because then, you know, I can't come in after the weekend and say, oh, Joe, I went 8-0 this weekend. Because then he can call or, you know, 4-4. There's no more BS. All right. Are we going back to CJ tonight as far as player props? I'm looking at it tonight, Vic, over 22.5 points. Juiced a little bit. I saw a minus 120, but I could also get a minus 114. I'm going right back to CJ, man. Look what he's doing in his last couple games. He's averaging 25 nearly in his last 14 games when Devin Booker's guarding him, especially. The Suns have given up 26 points per game to shooting guards over their last 7 games. What do you think about CJ tonight?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yep, I love it, man. Let's go back to the well there. He's just been so consistent. He's finally in a groove now, and Dame's points have dipped a little bit, and they need him to pick up the slack. So, like you said, I'm actually on CJ over, and then I like the flip side of that matchup, Devin Booker over 27.5 points, just for some of the reasons that you mentioned. I feel like it's just going to be a fast-paced up-and-down game. Third highest total on the board. The last two times Booker's faced them, he's averaging 34.5 points, and Portland gives it up. They're 29th in defensive rating. So I see both those guys going off, CJ and Devin Booker tonight.
Love it. Good luck tonight, man. Take care.
Thanks, man. Before I jump off, I want to give Ross some props. I love the Matt Nagy interview. So just wanted to give you a shout out there, buddy.
Oh, Vic, I appreciate that. Yeah, he's an Eastern PA guy as well. You know, the funny thing is, Vic, I could have talked the whole time about high school football and Eastern PA. I knew I had to ask him some Bears questions on the Ross Tucker podcast. By the way, they were playing a bunch of that audio on 670 The Score in Chicago, and they actually, I went on with Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Chicago last night to talk about the interview with I had with the Bears head coach on my podcast. But yes, Vic, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem, man. Unfortunately or fortunately, I'm a Bears fan, so I love any little nuggets I can get. So it was great. Thanks again, man.
Yeah, what did you think, Vic, while you're there? I'm curious. And Ryan, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to it.
Yeah.
What did you think? You know, when I asked him about the Indiana and Northwestern games for Justin Fields, it wasn't like, no, he played fine, I'm not worried about it. It was like, yeah, there was sacks, there were picks, there was decision-making, but I liked the way he reacted to it. Because it just felt like in the lead-up to the draft, everybody's like, why is Justin Fields slipping? There's no reason. There's no reason. What? Well, there was a reason. He had two bad games out of like eight.
No, I personally like that. I like the honesty, and I like the fact that they're addressing some issues. I feel like that's been a big problem with the Bears just over the last couple of years with the organization. And so I like that he answered that question head on, and it's something that they're going to be looking to improve on. So, you know, I'm excited about the kid. I feel like this is the first time we have a quarterback in my life. And so I'm hoping that he turns out as good as advertised.
I love you, Vic. Love you, Ross. I'll be rooting for him to be a failure and a bust as a Packer fan, though. I'm kidding. I'm rooting. I love Fields, man. I do. I do love Fields. But, Ross, do me a favor. Get Brian Gutekunst on the pod and tell him to resign for me. Can you do that?
Wow. So you're that hardcore with it.
Yeah, man. I'm Team Rogers. Hey, whose jersey are you rushing to buy? Are you getting a Brian Gutekunst jersey or are you getting an Aaron Rodgers? We've seen what the Packers are without Aaron Rodgers, man. The collarbone season with Brett Hundley. We've seen, like I said, DeShone Kizer. We've seen Scott Tolzien. We've seen Seneca Wallace. It never ends well. You need Aaron Rodgers back behind center.
Hundley was horrible.
Hundley was awful.
He was so bad. It's weird to me that I guess Packers fans are just, it's all about the organization and the franchise. They're always going to go with the franchise over the player, but they're going to, if they trade him or he doesn't play, as soon as he's gone, man, Jordan Love better be good, bro. He better be good. Otherwise, they are going to rue the day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, that'll wrap it up for BetQL Daily here, Thursday, May 13th. Friday show, Joe's back. I will be back in Milwaukee. Ross, you'll be doing your thing. Check out Ross Tucker NFL. You got a bunch of stuff going on right now. Ross Tucker Podcast. You just talked with Matt Nagy. Really good stuff. I really want you to get Brian Gutekunst on. Tell him to resign. I'm going to add a quick play. We're going Brewers. I just saw -135. We'll take it. We'll back Corbin Burns. Ross is on the under. There's an added play. Go back tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. Locked into the BetQL Audio Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for real.